Marcel, firstly, tell us more about yourself. Where do you farm? With what do you farm?
Well, I'm from Mpumalanga area. We farm in the area of Commondale. So we are a family business. I farm with my dad. And I studied at Sarsfeld College, studied forestry. And we farm with timber mainly, also agriculture and cattle.
And what breed?
We've actually got a mixed cattle or herd, so we buy heifers and then we feed them and then we sell them once they've fully grown. But I want to convert that now that I'm back. I want to convert and with my own breeding herd, probably going into something brownish for like a. I'm still deciding on what herd.
Why did you decide to enroll for this course?
Well, I actually didn't enroll for it. I heard from someone who went and he nominated me. And then they phoned me and asked me if I wanted to do it. And I'm someone who really likes to build my knowledge and I couldn't say no. So I decided to definitely come and take the opportunity.
And then how did you experience it? Did you learn something? Did you gain something out of it?
Yeah, of course. When I got here, it was all strange and new to me because all these new faces, I didn't know anyone here, but started off immediately talking to people. And the best part was everyone is similar to you. They're all farmers. You can share your knowledge and it's interesting to talk about it.
And tell me, what was the topic that your group discussed or presented?
Okay, our messy problem was racial polarization. To us, that is definitely a big problem in our country. And yeah, they mixed our group up with different races. And it was from the first session we had up until the last, we had intense discussions amongst ourselves. The blacks giving their side point of view, us giving our side, and really heated arguments. But I hope we came to a better relationship amongst us, definitely, and hopefully we came up with some solutions that might lead us into the future to try and solve this problem.
Marcel, what were some of the issues?
Yeah, well, apartheid was one big issue, and according to us, we feel that it's 25 years past apartheid, and we feel that the different races, they've had enough time for education to be on an equal level as we are. And with the BEE things coming in, we feel almost disadvantaged now. But on the other hand, they feel BEE is still not enough because of they've been discriminated against. And even after 25 years, the previous generation never had the opportunity to study, and they still feel that it's not equal.
Are the conclusions that you reached?
Yeah, well, it's hard to reach conclusions for these things. It has to start amongst individuals. I mean, in the marketplace or where you work, you have to try and solve these issues with your labor force. And maybe once you've got a better relationship, it could spread its way further. Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
And this whole course, do you feel that you gained valuable insight?
Oh yes, yeah, this course was for me such a growing block. It's a lot to take in and I'm still going to reflect on it, but every day when I lay in bed now, I think about these things and I see where and how I can implement it in my business and to strive to become a better leader, and they've given us these tools to do that, and I'm definitely going to try my best to achieve them.